This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin, and we have marked the end of daylight saving time. So you probably got an extra hour of sleep, which means you are well rested and ready to play the puzzle. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
So, Will, you live in upstate New York. How did the storm affect you, the big storm last week?
Wasn't so bad. Had some trees fall down on my property, but I made out much better than people in New York City and New Jersey.
Yeah.
How about you?
We were very lucky. The storm didn't hit nearly as badly as many had thought. And obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with the people along the coast who bore the brunt of the storm.
That's right.
So we're going to switch gears. Remind us of last week's challenge, Will.
Yes, it came from listener Jeffrey Harris of Norwalk, Connecticut. I said, think of a word associated with Halloween. Add a letter in the second position to create a new word that does not rhyme with the first. Then add another letter in the third position of the word you just created to create another word that does not rhyme with either of the first two. What words are these? And the answer was treat, threat, and thereat.
Okay, just over 1,000 listeners submitted answers this week, and our randomly selected winner is Barbara Lawrence of Lake Wales, Florida. She joins us on the phone. Congratulations, Barbara.
Thank you.
So, is it true? I understand you almost didn't answer the phone when we called you this week.
I've been having so many robocalls this week that I figured it was another one.
Political calls because of the election. Well, you are in Florida, so you're getting a lot of that kind of attention, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Ready as I'm ever going to be, yeah.
All right. We're ready, Will. Let's do it.
All right, Barbara and Rachel. Every answer today consists of the names of two famous people. The last name of the first person is an anagram of the first name of the last person. I'll give you the non-anagram parts of the names. You identify the people. For example, if I said Madeline blank Aaron, you would say Madeline Kahn and Hank Aaron, with Kahn and Hank having the same letters.
Okay. Barbara, do you have it?
Yep.
Okay, let's try.
All right, we're starting with four-letter answers, and your first one is Ogden blank Christian Anderson.
Nash and Hans.
That's it. Number two is Condoleezza blank Clapton.
Rice and Eric.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. William blank Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth.
Yes, yeah. And William, actor William.
Hurt.
Yes.
William Hurt, is it? Good.
William Hurt.
Now we're on to five-letter answers. Sally blank Castro.
Fidel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And actress Sally.
I'm blanking on
she
that.
She said, you like me. You really like me.
Oh. Field.
Yes.
Sally Field, is it? Good. Ralph blank Agassi.
Andre.
Yes, and Ralph blank. That's an anagram of Andre.
Nader.
Yeah.
Ralph Nader, is it? How about Peter blank Flynn?
That would be Errol Flynn, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. What do you get if you spell that backward?
Lorry.
Yeah, that's it. Peter Lorry. How about Christopher blank Parton?
Dolly.
That's it. Dolly Good. Parton. And Christopher?
Lloyd.
That's it.
Good.
Let me try a six-letter one on you. Katie blank Ash, A-S-C-H.
Ash.
And the Ash is an author.
Sholem.
Sholem, is it? S-H-O-L-E-M. Good and Barbara. Katie, who's an actress.
Can I chime in?
Go ahead, Rachel.
It's Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes, is it?
See, Barbara
good.
Gets credit for knowing the literary part of that answer. I got the pop culture reference.
The pop culture, good. Everything counts. How about Dorothy blank Arafat?
Yasser.
Yasser. And Dorothy, who created Lord Peter Wimsey?
Sayers.
Dorothy Sayers, is it? Good. And your last one is seven letters.
Okay.
E.M. blank Whitaker.
Forrester.
E.M. Forrester and blank Whitaker, the actor.
Forrest.
Forrest Whitaker. Nice job.
Barbara, very well done. Very well done.
Oh, I can breathe again.
Take a deep breath. You did great. And for playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Before we let you go, Barbara, what is your public radio station?
WUSF in Tampa.
Barbara Lawrence of Lake Wales, Florida. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week, Barbara.
Well, I enjoy it after the fact. Panic in the middle.
You did fabulous. No reason for nerves. You did great.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's our challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from our old pal Merle Regal, who happens to live in Florida as well. The words organic and natural are both commonly seen at health food stores. What other word in seven letters, also commonly seen at health food stores, has five letters in common with organic and five letters in common with natural? So again, what seven-letter word commonly seen at health food stores has five letters in common with organic and five letters in common with natural? What word is it?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and the deadline for entries is Thursday, November 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we will give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.